step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The Bird Show.
All right, if you have dated a celebrity in the past, we want to put you on the voice disguiser to see if, like, the fantasy of dating a celebrity is, you know, really what you thought it would be initially. Because Wendy here's got a couple of friends that locally are celebrity obsessed, want to date celebrities. Mm-hmm. And my thought on the whole thing is, as soon as you get past the shine and as soon as you get past the bragging rights of dating a celebrity, I wonder if at the end of the day, you're still having the same damn problems as non-celebrities. Mm-hmm. So is it what it's cracked up to be? 404-741-Q100.
And I would think even more so. I mean, they're normal people. Like, celebrities are people. They're not just out in the spotlight for nothing. But yeah, my friends are just obsessed with wanting to date them. They think it's glamorous. They'll wait around for guys on purpose just to hang out with them just once and wait for hours and go to specific places, which I don't understand. I mean, it's a normal person. You know, you wouldn't do that with a normal guy. There's any guy who would not do that.
And I get the luster of the whole thing. Man, it's going to be limos. It's going to be backstage access. I'm going to be on the set and I'm going to see other big time celebrities. But I still think relationship-wise, at the end of the day, it's still a relationship between a man and a woman.
Yeah, well, I said earlier, celebrities I wouldn't want a relationship with. I would want a one-night stand. I want the bragging rights of saying, I slept with. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if I'd use the term I hit that, but yeah, I would definitely brag about sleeping with a celebrity. But I have no interest
in dating. Melissa? Come on, top of your list. Oh.
You throw around Don Johnson like mad.
That was my first guess.
Your Hump Island list.
Lord, I mean, that's, just give me a second and let me narrow it down to five people. Come on.
Here is Bobby. Who wants
Bobby.
To be on The Voice Disguiser?
Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
All right, so really what we're asking here is dating a celebrity, is the fantasy of it, does it meet the reality of dating a celebrity? 404-741-Q100. Bobby, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hey, how are you guys?
Okay, good. How are you?
Great, love the show.
Thank you. Now, you don't have to tell us which celebrity if you don't want to, but what arena are we talking in? Are we talking an actor? Are we talking about an athlete?
I'm an athlete. I dated a professional football player for the Falcons.
Okay.
And it was definitely at first, it wasn't exactly something I was extremely interested in when I met him, but in the end it ended up like he ended up being a cheater, but we had the exact same problems as any of my other past relationships have had, and actually it was even worse.
What made it worse?
I guess just the fact that, I mean, I went to a lot of almost all of his games, and like he met my whole family, and then we probably dated about 6 months or 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't usually introduce anyone to my family unless it's serious, and then ended up finding out that he was still dating his ex from back home, who he had been with for about 4 years.
Mm.
And he just really ended up being someone who I never knew at all. It was actually the worst relationship I ever been in.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the end of the day, though, it doesn't really matter if he was a celebrity or not. I mean, you could be talking about any ex, right?
You're right. It didn't at all. And it's almost harder. I thought it was actually harder because you can't, I mean, I don't know. I couldn't really trust him, but I did. I was very trustworthy with him and believed almost everything he said. And in the end, I probably wouldn't have done that in most of my past relationships because I was taking the chance and it just wasn't good, but I learned.
And now after the relationship, you get to see him in the headlines, on
exactly.
the highlights.
I'm in the headlines and I'm just like,
if he gets married, it'll be in the paper.
Yeah, you can't escape it, right?
You can't escape it once you're done.
Not at all. And I mean, he starts and everything, but he's still a rookie, so it's only his second year with them. So it was, I still thought that part of him was, you know, maybe still in reality that he hadn't maybe
been jaded yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, thanks for calling, Bobby.
It's a potential guy for you, Wendy. Right. Yeah, rookie.
Right. I'm going to go wait around for him and for his text message. No, I would think it would be even harder, especially with women throwing themselves at you. Like, for example, my friends will wait around. Like, what if the guy has a girlfriend? I mean, these women will do whatever it takes just to get with somebody.
Do you think it is? Do you think that there are gold diggers or, like, attention whores or skanks? I'm just kidding.
Which category?
I was referring to that Inside Edition clip.
And Jen's being very nurturing about this.
I was referring to that Inside Edition clip. But really, what do you think it is that they're after? Like, what's the attraction to that?
Maybe,
like,
fame. One maybe money. I mean, my friends are in their early 20s. They, of course, you want to be supported in some way. I mean, that's got to be one factor, at least for one of my friends.
And she was talking about how she gave a little more leeway to this football player because he's the football player that she wouldn't have given to other guys. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also think it comes to looks, too, because in my mind, when you're talking about who I'd sleep with, of course, there's so many hotties. But let's say that I was single and Ellen was single. I'm not attracted at all to Ellen. But you know what? One night, mm-hmm. I'd do it to say that I did Ellen.
Sure, you get celebrity bragging rights.
Yes, I think that you give so much leeway to mm-hmm. celebrities that you would never give to somebody that you're standing next to.
Ashley, you're on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Okay.
Good.
How are you?
Good. I dated a baseball player and a country singer.
Okay. Okay.
The baseball player I was with before he was famous, as you say,
mm-hmm.
and we dated for about 3 years. And once he got famous, his head just swelled up really big.
Mm-hmm.
He started cheating and all this stuff. But I was with him from the struggle all the way up until he was famous.
Mm-hmm.
So there was nothing, you know, I wouldn't say that it would be dating a famous person, but dating like a regular person.
Yeah, she didn't get the, you didn't get the perks.
And the country singer was a total jerk. Right from the get-go, was a total jerk, and I just fell for the jerk and all that stuff. So I would say women date famous people or try to date famous people for the fame and for the money.
Yeah, like if you stumble on it, like to me, that would be one thing, but to like seek it out,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
then you pretty much get what you deserve, I think, because you're willing to take anybody.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you put up with more, and your standards go way down. Mm-hmm. Like you would not date this unattractive guy who's going to treat you like crap. Normally, so why do you let this other guy do it to you?
Because he can sing well.
Right.
So what we're hearing over and over and over again, for those of you that think that celebrity world is so awesome, it's no different than dating a non-celebrity, and in most cases, it's worse.
Worse, yeah.
Hey, Jennifer, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi. I dated a big-time Atlanta music producer for about a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
and it was just like a whole other world. When we'd be at home, when I first met him, I met him through a mutual friend who... artist of his that I went to high school with. And so the first couple of times I met him was in like a really low key, you know, just me and mutual friends. So he was one person. He was you know, I called him by his real name.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first time we ever went anywhere, he went by his stage name, which that's what the world knows him as. And he was the most ridiculous person I've ever met. It was like a completely different person. All of a sudden, he was like I can't even explain it. He was like this other person, and people would be like, oh my gosh, he's so awesome. I'd be like, that's not even who he really is.
Right.
And then, you know, the first time I ever went to his house, I kind of realized the depths of the situation, that he had named all his pets after himself.
Oh,
wow.
That is awesome.
Now, outside that's the celebrity creepy. World, if you have a first date and you go over to a dude's house and he has two dogs and a cat and they're all named after him, that's it. You
Hell
never
no.
see that dude ever again.
Hell no. No way.
It was just one of those situations where you don't know what to say. I mean, someone says, this is my dog, and he named it after himself. I mean, it's hard to call the dog the same name you're calling. And he wanted me to call him by his stage name.
No.
Like, he did not want me to call him by his real name because that's what everybody calls him. Mm. I'm like, yeah, but not me. I'm not calling you that. And it was crazy. We would go out and, I mean, just the people, because when you're dealing with a music producer, it's a little different in the fact that it's not just women. It is everybody, because not just everybody wants to date him.
Right.
People want to mm-hmm. know him because they want right. him to sign them.
Mm-hmm.
They want free studio time. They want, you know, they're friends of other artists. they're this person. I mean, he would be out everywhere, and people would throw CDs on our table while we were eating dinner and be like, dude, please just listen to it for 5 minutes.
Wow.
We'd be going to the car, and they would, you know, they would drive up, and they'd be like, let me sing for you for 3 seconds.
Wow.
And I'd be like, really? We're like, on a date right now.
Yeah.
And
you're
so
like, we got to get to Target.
At some point, I'd handle it.
So how long did the relationship last?
Like a year and a half. At about a year, my mom was like, you cannot do this anymore. Because she, like, even he would want my mom to call him by his stage name.
Oh,
I'd be
no.
like, this is crazy. This is not going to work out.
All right, so we got a reoccurring theme here happening. And I still got 5 lines lit up that we could all go to, all saying the same thing, which is basically be really careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. It's no different.
And
it's worse.
And I don't know if she would have dated him a year and a half if he
wasn't
a music
celebrity.
Producer. Yeah.
That's true.
The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.